70 years ago this week, a Jewish man in Germany wrote a letter to his son in Paris about the conditions in Berlin and in Germany, because somebody called Adolf Schicklgruber, who is more commonly known as Adolf Hitler, had started telling everybody that everything to do with the economic recession in Germany was blamed on the Jews. It was all the fault of the Jews. They were taking your money, they were taking your job, they were taking over. So he turned the minds of perfectly normal, sane German people into crazy idiot madmen. On the 9th of November, the crazy idiot madmen went around and created what is now known as Kristallnacht, the night of broken glass. They went through Berlin, they smashed up the synagogues, they smashed up every Jewish business. And I have a paper here where it says, who should we blame now? And it's the same situation, because some woolly-ass guy goes last week saying the same shit in, excuse me, the same kind of manure in the parliament last week. And, well, we've been talking, my friends and I, about racism and how it works, how it arcs through the air like a brick through the window of a mosque, springs into life like a spark in a synagogue, how it fizzes like fire along a fuse, easy to overlook if you don't recognize the hiss, how it hides, disguised, lingers longer than a kiss. Racism whispers, shouts, chants, insults, stands in the way, won't let you pass, sings so high it shatters glass, sneaks under doors and into history books, chokes the breath like Cyclone B. Racism wears bubba boots, hurls abuse, finds a use for broken crosses. Racism takes aim, fires for gain, ignores the losses. Racism travels in packs, stabs in backs, waves flags and brags of the havoc it wreaks. Racism shaves its head, makes its bed and lies about history, lurks in alleys, leaves graffiti on the walls, breeds like rabbits and bleeds all over the damn place. Racism stamps its foot in passports, misplaces papers, locks you out. Racism smashes and grabs at 5 in the morning, incarcerates children, denies medication. Racism stops and searches, holds you in custody, laughs at you gasping, locks you up and watches you die. Racism washes round your feet, trickles down the chain of command like an order being followed. Racism starts wars, settles scores, displaces settlers, steals land, builds empires, tramples on languages, routs out gods, claims civilization as its own invention. Racism passes laws, divides and conquers, breaks rules, suffers fools gladly. Racism infiltrates schools and poisons the food for thought. Racism denies its existence with dogged insistence that Jesus was white. Racism hides behind a smile, hangs on hoardings, tastes of bile. Racism says, hello, come in, where are you from, and when are you leaving? Racism tolerates itself, reflected in broken mirrors, admiring what it sees. Yes, we were talking, my friends and I, about racism and how it works, how well it works, well-oiled it works, well-healed. Europa, beware. Your show is slipping. Your cover is blown. Your racism is leaking. Europa, and we are, we're watching.
No, I'm sorry.